Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Did you know that there is a secret espionage and dirty tricks agency operating with impunity in communities across the United States, spying and maintaining files on thousands of ordinary Americans? An organization which is not even a part of the U.S. government? Did you know that a former top official of this group has stated in sworn courtroom testimony that this organization is actually an agent of a foreign government, the government of Israel? Did you know that one of the biggest stories of this year, which has been downplayed by most, though not all, of the establishment media, is the discovery of thousands of stolen police intelligence documents and supposedly confidential government data on thousands of Americans in the files of this nefarious group? This un-American and anti-American espionage agency for a foreign government and international conspirator against our nation and our people's freedom is officially known as the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, or ADL for short. The ADL was founded in 1913 as an adjunct to the International Jewish Fraternal Order and Secret Society, the B'nai B'rith, whose name, translated literally from Hebrew, means sons of the cut, referring to circumcision, which is a figure of speech usually interpreted as meaning sons of the covenant. While posing as a public-spirited civil rights group, they have been working for decades to disarm law-abiding Americans, to control our sources of news and other information, and ultimately to enslave us under a totalitarian world government, which many have come to call the New World Order. They do this through overt and covert propaganda, the creation of humanitarian-sounding front groups secretly controlled by the ADL, by the conducting of brainwashing sessions called sensitivity training for members of our police forces, by the production and introduction into the public schools of ADL propaganda as textbooks or resource material for teachers, and by their cozy relationship with the controlled media, which routinely print and broadcast ADL propaganda releases as so-called news. And now it is apparent that the section of the ADL that they call their fact-finding division has been engaging in illegal espionage against American citizens on a scale undreamt of by the KGB. And ladies and gentlemen, my friends, they've just been caught in the act. One of the top ADL spies in this country, Mr. Roy Bullock, a homosexual from San Francisco posing as an art dealer whose specialty was the infiltration of patriotic, Arab American, and other organizations on behalf of the ADL, has been found to have in his possession illegally obtained data stolen from police and other confidential government files, data that was also discovered in the files of the ADL itself when police recently raided ADL headquarters in San Francisco and Los Angeles. We and other patriots have been telling you for many years that the ADL was the greatest enemy of America's freedom and independence, a far greater enemy than the KGB ever was. Now, at long last, a few brave and as yet lonely journalists from the establishment media have broken their decades-long silence on this dangerous group, triggered by the police investigation of the stolen files that led to Roy Bullock and the ADL. I often criticize the establishment media on this program, and I think they, in general, richly deserve the appellation controlled media, as any reader of our research report, Who Rules America, well knows. But let me now give credit where credit is due, especially to the reporters at the San Francisco Examiner, the Los Angeles Times, and ABC News, who have put their careers on the line to report some of the grisly truth about an organization which acts as though it is untouchable and above the law. This is a story that every American needs to hear. It may well be the most important story I've ever covered on American Dissident Voices. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. Let's begin this amazing story with an article from the Los Angeles Times of 9th April, 1993, by Richard C. Paddock. Quote, Dateline San Francisco. Police on Thursday served search warrants on the Anti-Defamation League here and in Los Angeles, seizing evidence of a nationwide intelligence network accused of keeping files on more than 950 political groups, newspapers, and labor unions, and as many as 12,000 people. Describing the spy operations in great detail, San Francisco authorities simultaneously released voluminous documents telling how operatives of the Anti-Defamation League searched through trash and infiltrated organizations to gather intelligence on Arab American, right-wing, and what they called Pinko organizations. Police allege that the organization maintains undercover operatives to gather political intelligence in at least seven cities, including Los Angeles and San Francisco. Groups that were the focus of the spy operation span the political spectrum, including such groups as the Ku Klux Klan, the White Aryan Resistance, Greenpeace, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the United Farm Workers, and the Jewish Defense League. Also on the list were Mills College, the board of directors of San Francisco public television station KQED, and the San Francisco Bay Guardian newspaper. People who were subjects of the spy operation included former Republican Representative Pete McCloskey, jailed political extremist Lyndon LaRouche, and Los Angeles Times correspondent Scott Kraft, who is based in South Africa. In addition to allegations of obtaining confidential information from police, the Anti-Defamation League could face a total of 48 felony counts for not properly reporting the employment of its chief West Coast spy, Roy Bullock, according to the affidavit filed to justify the search warrant. The Anti-Defamation League disguised payments to Bullock for more than 25 years by funneling $550 a week to Beverly Hills attorney Bruce I. Huckman, who then paid Bullock, according to the documents released in San Francisco. Huckman, a former president of the Jewish Federation Council of Greater Los Angeles and one of the state's leading tax attorneys, will be out of the city until late next week and could not be reached for comment, his office said. Until 1990, Huckman, a former U.S. prosecutor, also was a member of a panel appointed by then-Senator Pete Wilson to secretly make initial recommendations on new federal judges in California. Huckman is a former regional president of the Anti-Defamation League. David Lehrer, executive director of the Los Angeles ADL office, said the organization has not violated the law. But in an affidavit filed to obtain warrants for Thursday's searches, San Francisco police allege that ADL employees were apparently less than truthful in providing information in an earlier search conducted without a warrant. The police affidavit contends that Lehrer had sole control of a secret fund used to pay for what the ADL calls fact-finding operations. Lehrer, according to the documents, signed checks from the account under the name L. Patterson. League officials will not confirm or deny whether Bullock was an employee and have said they simply traded information with police departments about people who might be involved in hate crimes. Close quote. Let me add here that the category of crime called hate crimes by the ADL was virtually invented by the ADL. The goal of the ADL in doing that is to criminalize any thought or action which impedes their program to turn America into a third world province in a multicultural world government. Under the Orwellian-sounding hate crimes laws, American citizens would receive different sentences for the same crime, depending on whether or not their thoughts are politically correct, on issues relating to homosexuality, race, nationality, and politics. And ultimately, having certain politically incorrect opinions would become a crime in itself. Let me continue with another article from the Los Angeles Times, this time 13th April, 1993, also by Richard C. Paddock. Quote, Dateline San Francisco. To the outside world, Roy Bullock was a small-time art dealer who operated from his house in the Castro district. In reality, he was an undercover spy who picked through garbage and amassed secret files for the Anti-Defamation League for nearly 40 years. His code name at the prominent Jewish organization was Cal, and he was so successful at infiltrating political groups that he was once chosen to head an Arab-American delegation that visited Representative Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from San Francisco, in her Washington, D.C. office. For a time, Cal tapped into the phone message system of white Aryan resistance. From police sources, he obtained privileged personal information on at least 1,394 people. And he met surreptitiously with agents of the South African government to trade his knowledge for crisp, new $100 bills. These are among the secrets that Bullock and David Gervitz, a former Los Angeles-based ADL operative, divulged in extensive interviews with police and the FBI in a growing scandal over the nationwide intelligence network operated by the Anti-Defamation League. Transcripts of the interviews, among nearly 700 pages of documents released by San Francisco prosecutors last week, offer new details of the private spy operation that authorities allege crossed the line into illegal territory. At times, the intelligence activities took on a cloak-and-dagger air with laundered payments, shredded documents, hotel rendezvous with foreign agents, and code names. On one occasion, Gervitz recounts, he received a tip that a pro-Palestinian activist was about to board a plane bound for Haifa, Israel. Although the Anti-Defamation League publicly denies any ties to Israel, Gervitz phoned an Israeli consular official to warn them. Shortly thereafter, another Israeli government official called Gervitz back and debriefed him. The court papers also added to the mystery of Tom Girard, a former CIA agent and San Francisco police officer accused of providing confidential material from police files to the Anti-Defamation League. Bullock said it was Girard who sold official police intelligence. Bullock said he split about $16,000 evenly with Girard, telling him at one point, quote, I may be gay, but I'm a straight arrow. Girard fled to the Philippines last fall after he was interviewed by the FBI, but left behind a briefcase in his police locker. Its contents included passports, driver's licenses, and identification cards in 10 different names. Identification cards in his own name for 4 different embassies in Central America, and a collection of blank birth certificates, army discharge papers, and official stationery from various agencies. Also in the briefcase were extensive information on death squads, a black hood, apparently for use in interrogations, and photos of blindfolded and chained men. Investigators suspect that Girard and other police sources gave the ADL confidential driver's license or vehicle registration information on a vast number of people, including as many as 4,500 members of just one target group of interest to the ADL, the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee. Each case of obtaining such data from a law enforcement officer could constitute a felony, San Francisco Police Inspector Ron Roth noted in an affidavit for a search warrant. Close quote. Thank you, Richard C. Paddock in the Los Angeles Times. Now, at least a few of the ADL's nefarious deeds are being exposed to the light of day. 4,500 felonies. And that's just the illegal ADL files from one small group that was on the ADL's enemies list. Evidence seized from ADL spy Roy Bullock's computer database indicate that the ADL was using him to compile data on individuals belonging to over 950 groups. And Bullock is just one ADL spy. This investigation has so far uncovered the merest tip of a gigantic iceberg of subversion and crime. Let us hope that those few honorable men left in our justice system in this country will hold to their guns and get to the bottom of this case and prosecute those who are guilty, regardless of their prominence, wealth, or positions of influence in society. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. Now we turn to an article in the New York Daily News for 9th April 1993 by Mark Mooney. Quote, "Police in San Francisco and Los Angeles yesterday seized documents from a prominent Jewish American organization accused of amassing confidential information, sometimes illegally, on thousands of people in the United States. The alleged operation was directed from the New York City offices of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith," ABC News reported last night. The ADL has long been one of the most respected civil rights organizations in the country, tracking hate crimes and exposing prejudice. But ABC said that for several decades, the spying operation has snooped into the records and activities of more than 10,000 people in the United States, including many who simply oppose the policies of Israel and South Africa. The report identified the leader of the intelligence ring as Erwin Sewall. Sources told the Daily News that Sewall is one of about 15 people in the ADL's research department in Manhattan. Neither Sewall or other ADL officials could be reached for comment. "We're talking about the use of information from Department of Motor Vehicles files, other confidential files of state and local agencies, illegally furnished and illegally received by private agencies," San Francisco District Attorney Arlo Smith told ABC. Similar raids were carried out in Los Angeles and San Francisco in February. The report did not surprise militant Arab Americans or militant Jews here. "They have been in this business for years, and I personally have been a target," said M.T. Mehdi, head of the Arab American Relations Committee. "From the days I was in San Francisco in the 1960s, I had a feeling that someone was looking over my activities." Close quote. Many questions remain to be answered in this investigation into the spying operations of the ADL. In my opinion, one of the main reasons that this story saw the light of day at all is that many leftist and liberal groups were targeted by the ADL for infiltration and so-called fact-finding, in addition to the ADL's normal targets of patriots and nationalists on the right. If the ADL had only violated the privacy and constitutional rights of right-wingers, it is unlikely that the current scandal would have been allowed to emerge in the press. But since the leftists and the liberals form such a powerful part of the establishment in this country, and since they are obviously only imperfectly controlled by the forces behind the ADL, the screams of pain from the left could not be ignored. And they were screams not only of pain, but of betrayal. After all, much of the left considered the ADL to be their ally. Wasn't Erwin Sewall, current top ADL spymaster, a former national secretary of the Socialist Party of America? Wasn't the ADL the leader in the fight to get self-defense weapons out of the hands of dangerous right-wingers like American farmers, homeowners, and senior citizens? Wasn't the ADL the chief organization engaged in educating Americans to accept a multicultural, non-American, non-Western future? What these leftists failed, and probably still fail to understand, is that the forces behind the Anti-Defamation League go far beyond the terms left or right. Though the ADL is undoubtedly a foreign agent on behalf of the government of Israel, it is also far more than that. It is nothing less than the organizational outcropping of a vast network of influence and control, working ceaselessly to bring about the end to American freedom and sovereignty, and in fact, an end to the freedom and sovereignty of every nation, and to bring into existence a world government controlled by the forces behind the ADL. They work to infiltrate, manage, and control groups of all political, racial, ethnic, and social persuasions. Those that they cannot control, they seek to destroy by perverting our legal system so that certain opinions become thought crimes. They care nothing for socialism, communism, or capitalism. They have used all of these and more to advance their aims and have quickly discarded them if they no longer suited their purposes. American Dissident Voices, brought to you by National Vanguard Books. Ladies and gentlemen, there is far more material on the ADL, its illegal and un-American activities, and the current scandal in which it is embroiled than I can possibly fit into this one program. With your indulgence, I'm going to continue this fascinating story on next week's show.